This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 9 plant protein bars, 8 hydration mixes, and 4 mushroom coffee sticks. And now you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping when you go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code BAR20 to get this exclusive offer for our listeners. That's IQBAR.com, promo code BAR20 to get 20% off, plus free shipping. IQBar.com, code BAR20.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I hate being boxed in.
When you started out, did you mean to be an actress or a singer?
I became frustrated.
The singing budgie.
Singing budgie.
Awful, mechanistic.
Terrible.
How are you feeling?
I can't actually speak just yet. I felt removed from my body. I was so scared of what was ahead of me.
So Kylie Minogue is about to land on Netflix in a 3-part documentary. Olivia Fahey, entertainment journalist, is with us. What are the revelations we are braced for, Olivia?
Oh, there's plenty to be keeping an eye out for, from her, you know, like transition from Neighbours into pop stardom to her relationship with Michael Hutchence and, of course, his untimely death. And also Ireland actually features in one of the episodes as well, because one of her concerts early in her career, it caused a little bit of controversy, shall we say. And we actually have another Irish connection in the fact that Michael Hart, Donegal man, is the man behind the camera. He directed and edited the docuseries as well. So there's a lot of things to kind of keep an eye out for. But I think one of the main things that people are, I won't say excited for, but definitely interested to hear more about, is her cancer battle back in the noughties era, when we all knew that, you know, that it had happened and that she was going through a lot, but she didn't really talk so much about it at the time. But now it seems that enough time has passed that she's like more able to kind of talk a little bit more detail about what she was going through. And also her family are talking about it as well. Danny Minogue features in the docuseries as well, and she is kind of explaining it from an outsider's point of view of looking at what her sister was going through.
And Danny is among a cast of significant heavy hitters in and around Kylie's orbit. There's also Jason Donovan, Nick Cave and Pete Waterman.
Yes, and like when you think about the career that Kylie has had and like the friendships and the relationships that she's had over the years, you kind of forget just how many big names have all like wanted to work with her. And over the years, you know, people talk about Madonna always reinventing herself, but I actually think Kylie has done a much better job at it. No shade to Madonna, but Kylie has also gone through a lot of reinventions over the course of her career, and that has really stood the test of time with her as well, to the fact that she has had a lot of these crossovers. And I believe it was actually Nick Cave who convinced her to kind of go back to her pop roots at one point as well, which is then what gave us Spinning Around and that era of Kylie as well. So it's really nice to kind of see the friendships that she's made over the years, that, you know, they were willing to participate in the series. So it's great to see them.
Well, particularly Jason Donovan, because he got somewhat burned, didn't he?
Just a little bit, yes. Like he says at one point that he knew seeing Michael Hutchence watching Kylie and he couldn't take his eyes off her, whereas Jason couldn't take his eyes off Michael watching her. And he was just like, he just knew that there was sort of something going on then. So, you know, as much as their relationship didn't work out, they have become friends in the recent years. So it's a testament to the love of Kylie that, you know, even when she breaks your heart, you can't stay mad at her for long.
And the big surprising revelation, a second cancer scare.
Yes, which a lot of people didn't know. And like, again, it wasn't made public, but I think it's something that is, you need to watch it to fully understand what was going on. But a lot of people were very surprised to hear that. And, you know, it is, you know, someone's personal life, but it just goes to show that she's willing to share and open up in this documentary by making this big revelation as well.
And if people want to see it, when does it, I think what the kids say is, drop?
It's dropping this week on Netflix, so we don't have much longer to wait to check it out. And even just seeing like early reviews of it and, you know, certain things to keep an eye out for, I think this is going to be one you won't want to miss.
Olivia, thank you very much. That is entertainment journalist Olivia Fahey. And on the
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.